I think you're always going to learn a good bit from that first preseason game. Just things that may come up, haven't come up in practice. That making a different call or making a better decision. So I think we got better on that approach. Declared some things and just on some of our calls and decisions. So I think it's for the quarterback. I think also just getting used to having pocket movement and awareness in the pocket and moving around and trying to buy some time. And, you can try to practice those things and simulate them in practice, but it's hard. And so, that rush is real and they're really trying to get to you. So I think it's, getting more comfortable with that as well.
That was your first time you've taken a hit since the surgery. Was it good to get it out of the way? And sort of feeling? You tripped here on the field, but. And it was pretty much the first time you went down.
No issues. So that's a good thing about preseason. Just get used to, getting tackled a few times. You don't want to take any huge hits, but get tackled and just get that, get used to a good reminder that it doesn't always hurt when you get tackled. But it's just part of it.
Have you had a chance to speak with David Wilson at all?
I have not had the opportunity to speak with David. Obviously, it's feel for him and. A tough situation, but obviously could have been a lot worse. And the fact that I think making the right decision and don't want to risk anything with that neck and so scary and I feel for him. But Dave is a good man and he'll find something that he can do and he'll do well.
Is there ever a sense of relief? If he did came back, there'd always be that nervous feeling. Is there ever a sense of relief that he is making that decision for his health?
I was never nervous. When he was cleared, you're cleared. And so I think, we're going to miss him. He was going to be a good player it would be a part of this offense and make some big plays for us. So, know it's tough. It's tough for a young guy to have his knowing that telling, your football dream is over or maybe over and feel for him in that aspect.
Eli, based on what you've seen of the films from the other night, is the offense where about you thought it was? Were there things that made you feel better about it now going into week two of the preseason?
There's some things we can improve on, but I thought we did some good things. I thought we communicated well and for the most part people are on the same page. There's still some mistakes that were made that should not be made. It maybe not affect the play. Might have been on the backside of a play or a receiver kind of different from where you're working, running the wrong route or something like that. But when you watch the film, you notice them and you got to make sure those things can't happen. So we do definitely have to clean up some things. But I think for the most part, we communicated well and got out of bad plays, got into better plays and had a good, had some good drives and did some good things.
How much more did you find yourself doing that? Getting yourself in and out of plays and making changes at the line.
It's about the same as in any offense. But it's just when you do it, being able to do it quickly and make sure that everybody's on the same page and understanding what you're doing. And I think that's where I thought we did a good job when we had checks or we had adjustments. Everybody was on the same page and going working to the right people.
Eli, your family had issues with your neck, with their neck. Did that David Wilson situation hit home a little bit more, just having lived through that at various times of your life?
I think it's just I knew he had the problem last year, but thought, when the doctors cleared him, hoping that it would be a successful and he'd be able to come back and play at a high level and not affect him. Obviously, that was not the case when you saw the play in practice last week where he got a burner and that was a little scary and you felt for him in that aspect, didn't know how that was going to affect things and what the outcome of his career would be after that play. So, feel for a guy who has great talent and loves the game of football and loves playing and to be told that, you should probably not play football anymore is tough. I mean, he's young and talented and you hate for anyone to hear that. Those words and feel for him in that aspect. If you try to put yourself in his shoes, and if I was told my third year that you should not play football anymore because of health reasons, that'd be a tough thing to swallow.
Could it be something that hits a little bit closer to home than you brother who kind of ended his career before the middle, your other brother, in a similar circumstance?
You know, I think it hits it home for, you know, whether you have brothers or not, it hits it home for every football player when early in your career, if you're told you can't play football anymore. So, you know, I've having a brother that was told that, and Cooper, my oldest brother, was told that in college and had to have, major surgery to fix the problem. I think you can, I feel for David, and him.
Eli, you don't go out there thinking about percentage. You've made a lot of talk about what percentage you should get to this year or whatever. Do you go out there right now with decision making? Do you go out there just trying to be productive? How do you approach the whole aspect of being efficient and being sharp?
Well, I think just trying to make good decisions, trying to find completions, trying to get the ball into the open receiver's hand and have positive plays. So, from that aspect, not really changing your game plan, just trying to do what's best for the team and put your team in a position to have positive plays which will hopefully lead to moving the ball and getting first downs and putting more points on the board.
You don't get caught up in numbers, do you?
No, I mean, I think you got, you don't play the game to get a completion percentage. You play you play each play to try to find, each play you're trying to find a completion and know your reads and know the timing of the play and just try to make the decisions off that.
David Wilson had a special skill set which is now no longer a part of your running game. From what you saw the other night, how do you feel the running game will move forward?
Well, I thought we ran the ball well the other night. I thought between Shad and between Andre, even Michael Cox at the end, I thought, Peyton Hillis, I thought all the guys, did a good job running the ball, running hard. We got a big, kind of our backs are pretty powerful, big backs. And, we had some explosive games in the run game, but a lot of plays where you're getting, 7-8 yards a pop, about a 15-yarder. So I think that's good to see that we were able to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage, and hopefully we'll continue to be able to do that.
With those quick throws, timing throws off the three-step drop, this offense is known for them. I mean, we've done them now in practice in the game. Is there part of you that says, actually pretty nice, pulls that out of my hand, it's an easier percentage, higher percentage?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's what you got to mix up. We got to throw the ball down the field some. We got to throw it short. We had hit some screens. We'll take our shots down the field. So, I think you got to have a great mix, and so the defense can't decipher exactly what you're gonna do on each play.
You hit Jernigan a few times during your first three possessions, or your only three possessions played in the game. Have you seen things from him that show he's continuing where he left off at the end of last year?
He's had a good camp and he's played well, and I think end of last year and making some plays, gave him a little confidence coming in and just some more game experience, and so I think he's a little more savvy in his route running, getting open and understanding just the timing of things. So it's good to get him out there making a few plays and a big third down conversion in the game.
That one you threw him over the middle was the fastball.
Yeah, man, kind of a man. The corner was playing a man, and there was tight coverage, got to step up into it and put a little heat on it, and made a good catch for a nice third down conversion.